Today marks the end of the quarter for bookkeeping, an important date to business people and Democratic presidential candidates. The party's 9 White House hopefuls closed the books tonight on their quarterly fundraising reports, and they're doing everything possible to produce impressive numbers, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Among those who would be president, money has become a favorite topic. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean mentioned it in his official announcement speech last week.
You have the power to reclaim our nation's destiny. You have the power to rid Washington of the politics of money.
But of course, doing that also takes money, which is what the past few weeks have been about. Democratic consultant Kathy Allen says good numbers now will help a candidate extract more money from donors later.
People who write the big checks are watching. And so when they get the indicators, the tea leaves of what those numbers will reveal, it will loosen other money.
So everybody's trying something. Big events, small events, hitting up friends of campaign workers. Dean campaign manager Joe Trippi estimates that 2/3 of Dean's money last week came over the internet. Even President Bush sent out an email appeal late last week. He's likely to report about $30 million. That's more than all the Democrats combined. Some of those Democrats are still looking to break the $1 million mark.
Actually, I'm making a last-minute appeal on NPR.
That's Congressman Dennis Kucinich. He says his numbers might surprise some people. The leaders of the first quarter wealth primary were Senators John Edwards and John Kerry. This time, their numbers will be down, and Dean might even match them. Kerry is the only candidate rich enough to underwrite his own campaign if he wants to. So far, he hasn't. Kerry's spokesman is Robert Gibbs.
He's always financed his campaigns through contributions from individuals, but it's not yet ruled out using money that is his. That decision to use any personal money will be made in the early fall.
Edwards spokeswoman Jennifer Palmieri says that at least for him, the new totals will reflect a political newcomer's lack of a national fundraising base to fall back on.
With all due respect to the other candidates, I think that Senator Edwards probably personally has to work harder than the other candidates to raise similar amounts of money.
Senator Joe Lieberman seems bound for another disappointing quarter. Senator Bob Graham started late in the first quarter and is still catching up. Press Secretary Jamal Simmons says they just organized the Bobcats.
In contrast to President Bush and his Fat Cats, Bobcats raise $1,000 apiece. We've gotten hundreds of people to sign up to be Bobcats.
The campaigns argue over the true meaning of the cash dash. Is the most important number the quarterly total, or the year-to-date total, or cash on hand? But they all agree that money, however measured, is vitally important. Some of the end-of-quarter tactics sound a bit like Wall Street in the 1990s, when corporate executives tried to boost stock prices by sweetening the books at the end of each quarter. Again, Democratic consultant Kathy Allen.
Why is it that most presidential campaigns don't pay anything for expenses until the week after filing deadline?
Republican Senator Lamar Alexander ran for president twice. He agrees that quarterly fundraising reports in Washington are starting to resemble quarterly earnings reports on Wall Street.
And it's about as valid. You know, corporations are better off if they look at the long run rather than, as we now know, fix their books to make their quarterly earnings look good. And presidents would be better picked if we relied less on how much money they raised by June 30th and more on what kind of decisions they could make about war and jobs.
Something the Democrats might agree with in the long run if they could afford to give up the cash it takes to run a campaign right now. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.